The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that anyone who loves him, he said, will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. And so we recognize then that there is, just as in a human relationship, this ongoing self-revelation. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper as you reveal yourself more and more to somebody whom you know and love. And that's exactly what our Lord does. He wants us to continue to grow in love, to love him more and more and more. And as we do that, we reveal ourselves to him. Now, obviously, he knows us perfectly, so we don't need to reveal anything in that sense. But what it means is that we open our hearts more and more. We learn to trust him more and more. We learn to love him more and more. Again, that sounds silly because we know in our heads that he's absolutely trustworthy. We know that he loves us. He is love itself. And yet, because of our own woundedness, the reality is that we don't trust him as we should. We don't love him as we should. And so there is that point within our own selves as we open our hearts more and more that in a sense we're revealing ourselves more to him. But the more we can open our hearts, the more that we can receive. And the more that we receive, the more that he is revealing himself to us. Now again, he is wide open. There is nothing that is holding anything back on his part. What's holding everything back is our own unwillingness to open our hearts, our own inability to open our hearts. So again, if you look at it and say, okay, he's infinite, but my heart's open that much, well, then that's all that I can see. That's all that can be revealed to me because it's not open any further. So the further and further and further we can open our hearts, the more and more and more that we can receive of his self-revelation. Now, as that happens, what happens in return is that he's going to be able to shine more and more completely through us. And so we are conformed to him ultimately, as St. Teresa would tell us. If we get to that point, we will be transformed. Our will literally become one with the will of God. We will be completely transformed. And so the Lord can shine through us, can work through us, can radiate through us. That's exactly what these people saw in the first reading. They could see what was going on with Paul and Barnabas. Yeah, they saw the miracle, but they recognized the Lord through them. They didn't know that's what they were recognizing, so they wanted to offer sacrifice to Paul and Barnabas as though they were gods. But again, you recognize very quickly the love that Paul and Barnabas have for the Lord. They didn't say, oh, isn't that wonderful? These people think we're great. Oh, what? Let's soak it in. Yeah, don't offer sacrifice to us, but keep thinking that we're wonderful. They didn't do that. They pointed to Jesus. They pointed beyond themselves. They weren't looking for the attention for themselves because they were in love with the Lord, because their focus was on Christ. And so that's what can happen for us too. Our focus can be on the Lord. When people see that there's something different about us, they won't know what it is, they don't understand it, then we have the opportunity to point beyond ourselves, to be able to show them to the Lord and to show the Lord to them. And so we have this mystery that is going on, but we again recognize that if the Lord is dwelling within us, which is what he told us he would do, anyone who loves me, my Father will love him, we will come to him and we will make our dwelling in him. So if you're in the state of grace, the Trinity is dwelling within you. He is there in his fullness, already in you. Now the question comes right back to the one that I had mentioned earlier. How much are our hearts open to him? He's there 100%. Our hearts, yeah, most of them probably aren't open anywhere near 100%. And so we don't even recognize that he's there sometimes. We're not even aware, we're not united with him in that way because he's there in a hidden way, so deep within us, and we're more on the surface. So that's what he's asking for, to come deeper, to unite ourselves with him, to open our hearts to him so that he can reveal himself to us. And in that revelation of self, we then start to conform ourselves more and more to the one whom we love. That's the nature of love. You conform yourself to the one you love. So that's the one. That's what we want. And that's what he is desiring for us, simply because it's what's best for us. So it's a scary thought to open our hearts. It's a scary thought to be vulnerable, because that's what that opening of the heart would require, being vulnerable. But it's the Lord. We know in our head we don't need to be afraid. It's in the heart where all the wounds are, so that's why we're afraid. But if we can just go to prayer and make that act of faith, I don't have to be afraid. He loves me. I can trust him. He isn't going to hurt me. And open up the heart and allow that revelation of Christ to begin to fill our hearts so that we then, in turn, can receive his love, we can love him, and we can be conformed to Jesus Christ.